humans may have little or no immunity against a new virus. Often, a new virus cannot spread between people, but it changes or mutates, which then causes it to spread easily, resulting in a pandemic. Whether it's the recent outbreak of the coronavirus, scientifically known as COVID-19, the Spanish flu, or HIV and AIDS, we all have heard the words pandemic, epidemic, and endemic used in a variety of ways. However, many people are still uncertain on the meaning of these terms, what they do mean, and which context can they really be used. On the 11th of March, the World Health Organization's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, declared that COVID-19 is now a worldwide pandemic.
WHO has been assessing this outbreak around the clock, and we're deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. Pandemic is not a word to use lightly or carelessly. It's a word that, if misused, can cause unreasonable fear or unjustified acceptance that the fight is over, leading to unnecessary suffering and death.
The word pandemic comes from the Greek word pan, which means all, and demos, meaning people. A pandemic refers to an illness that usually affects a large number of people and has spread across various countries or continents. A pandemic is usually caused by a new virus or subtype that becomes easily transmissible between humans, or by a bacteria that becomes resistant to antibiotic treatment. In some cases, a pandemic is caused simply by a new ability to spread easily and rapidly. An epidemic, on the other hand, is caused by a virus that is circulating amongst people that are present in a specific community, city, region, or country. The worst pandemic recorded was the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 to 1920, which claimed more than 100 million lives. Currently, the United States of America has overtaken China as the country with the most cases of COVID-19. The virus has since spread across the world to other continents. Although Africa has small cases of the virus, many experts fear that the spread of the virus will negatively affect the poor, as well as people with weak immune systems, such as the 2.5 million people living with HIV and AIDS and taking antiretroviral treatment. With the preventative measures put in place in countries worldwide, it is up to the citizens of each country to adhere and abide by the country's instructions in order to try and curb the spread of the virus. Reporting for Multimedia Life, this is Mudiyahi Mashamaiti.